And there's some professional restaurant men here and never done nothing else. One of them had a recipe on making hot cakes for breakfast. And my boy worked with him. And one morning the boy said to him, he said, what are we going to do some morning here when you're sick and can't come make these hot cakes? He says, the devil, I can't make them. I know I couldn't make the hot cakes you make. He says, I don't guess you can't either, says there's a man in town to make them. Well, sir, that fella brewed over that for a few days and finally wrote it down, sir, with this understanding. That as long as he lives, he's not to breathe it to a living soul. And he's been offered $75 for that recipe, and he won't give it up. He won't even let his wife make him see him and watch him put in all the ingredients it takes to make hot cakes.
Huh.
He said, well, you go make up the bed and I'll make the hot cakes and try to make them. He don't let her know.
This is my boy.
Oldest boy.
Good.
And I mean that them hot cakes are melting your mouth.
Boy, good ones are hard to beat.
You bet your life.
I wouldn't give table room to bad ones, though.
No. A fellow by the name of Charlie give him that recipe.
Oklahoma City?
No, right here. He has a brother in Oklahoma City by the name of Lewis.
Does he cook, too?
Yeah, he's cooking.
I'm eating in his grill.
They're all arresting men.
Huh.
Yeah. We had two of the brothers here, the oldest and the youngest, Woodrow and Fred. They stayed in the restaurant business right here on Main Street for years and years, just finally decided they'd do something else, and they're making a salad now. They got two trucks running, selling the grocery stores a dressing, salad dressing.
Freddy's. They got them up there in Oklahoma City.
That's right. These boys here are making it right out here in Northeast Ardmore and hauling it to Oklahoma City.
Huh.
And all of town between here and there, I guess.
Is this fellow Freddy who makes the hot cakes still?
No, he's not in on that.
Does he still have his recipe?
Right here, yeah. Right up here. Just past the Ardmore Hotel. It's a small restaurant. Just him and his wife and her sister operate it. There's one meal they don't serve, and I don't know which it is, whether it's supper or breakfast, but I think it's supper. I think they serve breakfast and dinner, and then they close up and go home. They're pretty well hooked.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that, well, now you take Charles up here. Now, Lewis Pretty, that's in Oklahoma City, he drank a little bit, and he smoked cigarettes.
He's a big fella, isn't he?
Yeah, pretty big fella. Not as big as these two here.
Was he a Navy cook?
Hmm?
Was he a cook in the Navy?
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. These two fellas here, they've once got the money. They bought a lot of property out here at the right time, right on 77, about 40 acres, and boy, how they went to town.
Right.
That's the reason why they quit the restaurant business, you know. Restaurant business is hard work if you make any money.
Mm-hmm.
And Fred, the oldest, he just kind of got worn out at it and broke down. I wish you'd see his mansion out there. He's got a home out. And the younger one, he's got a rock mansion here in Northeast Ardmore. And they got their father's home is located just to suit them and everything. They got that salad dressing making outfit there with their father. He never was a restaurant man, but he was always a grocery man, the old man Freddy. He's around 80 years, better than 80 years old now. But he kind of bosses that out there for them. They have to help, you know, they are help.